it felt like my world was crumbling down. I just borrowed money. I lost it so quickly. The business was in debt because we owed our suppliers money. And I'm suddenly all by myself. I fell in love with the brand because and I saw the potential. I felt that it had, you know, the ingredients for a successful brand. So that was when like I asked to join the business. It was a sock, but then it had like a message on the toes. You know, that was inspiring, that was empowering and positive. It expresses a certain part of you as a wearer. It's one of the few things that you can have a lot of fun with. You can't really do that with like a t-shirt, you'll be too flamboyant. But you can do that with a sock. You can wear a corgi sock, it'll be okay. It says on the toes, a toast to butter days. So I really like the pun, plus it's kaya toast. I mean, who doesn't love kaya toast? Our first big break came in 2019. That was when we received an email from a distributor. It was like a very exciting moment for me because I was like, finally, you know, we get to have someone to help us turn this hobby into a real business. The partnership lasted for a year. It was really stressful because, you know, I put in more money. I borrowed money from my parents. I put in an extra like 30,000 to grow the business. And I was the only one who put in money. My two other partners did not put in money. 30K gone, disappeared really quickly.
Okay.
Within 3 months.
Okay.
Before the year ended. I'm doing a photo shoot for this collection, upcoming Christmas collection, called the Talking Toes Supermarket. Yeah, so it's inspired by, you know, as the name suggests, supermarket stuff, like fruits and vegetables and poultry and meat. So I spent an entire year rebranding Talking Toes. I shifted Talking Toes from a commodity into a purposeful product, into a branded product. We integrated a give back program into the brand. So 10% of our gross profits will be donated to different partners depending on the sock design. So we have a sock that supports tree planting, we have a sock that supports cat welfare, we have a sock that supports saving the bees. I think the most important success factor for me is to have a vision and to be able to trust in that vision. Because that's what I did when I took over the business. When there was no money in the bank, when we were in debt, when I was in debt, I saw it as an opportunity for me to execute my vision that I had since the day I joined. And with that vision, you know, came along people who supported it.